Bob, what joy you bring, I tell you. I've had a lot of close friends in my life, and I tell you, I can always consider you one of them, brother, and just always what a joy to see that smile and the smile you bring to so many hearts. Vicky's going to come play in just a moment, and each year I just love to read from a coffee cup, that's all. It's a whole sermon in a coffee cup if you want it. Mom, job skills. She's an analyst, chauffeur, chef, counselor, disciplinarian, dishwasher, financial advisor, friend, genius, guiding light, inventor, judge and jury, launderer, maid, mentor, mind reader, nurse, organizer, psychologist, seamstress, teacher, veterinarian, waitress, and a worker. Famous sayings, ask your father. Because I said so. You're going and that's final. Let me kiss it and make it better. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Close the door where you're born in a barn. If you don't stop, your face will freeze like that. Clean your plate, and there are people starving in other countries. Can you hold it down to a dull roar? Don't talk with your mouth full. Wait till your father gets home, and the one I like best is, I love you. Vicky, what a wonderful, wonderful rendition of In the Garden there. It is always such a privilege and such a joy to get to speak to you on Mother's Day. I have a lot of fun with my own mother because, as Lori can tell you and all the family, what a wonderful stalwart of strength that she has been. First of all, to put up with us, I think that's the number one. If you ask her, that's the number one burden she's had to bear. She always, I love telling this little thing about her, said after having us as children, and knowing all the things you know now, would you still have children? Her response is, yes, but maybe not the same ones. When I talked on the phone, and now with things being so busy and the needs, it's amazing how much those phone calls mean. Not only for her, but for me personally. And I read one time, and I heard it stated that the number one gift that a mother enjoys receiving on Mother's Day is not cards, not flowers. If you're not there in person, the number one gift they enjoy receiving is a phone call. A lot of times the phone calls that Mom and I share begin, she has a story. As always, these stories have to be qualified. Is it a story you can share in church or one you cannot? The ones that we cannot, I only share with Buddy back there. And it just seems like through the years that I have been so fortunate, just as Vicky said, to have such strength and such a heritage. This morning I want to read to you a scripture. It's found in 2 Timothy, one you've heard and preached many times. In the first chapter in 2 Timothy, third verse, I thank God whom I serve with a pure conscience. This is the Apostle Paul he is talking to. Timothy, young Timothy. As my forefathers did, and without ceasing, I remember you in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you. This is what Apostle Paul says, the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded in you also. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Heavenly Father, I ask a special blessing over the reading of your word today. And God, just let us for a few moments here just enjoy your presence. Enjoy the truth that you have for us, each one as individuals. We ask this in Jesus' name and all God's people. Amen. 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 There was I love little humor stories about Mother's Day. There's a little 4-year-old and 6-year-old that went to get a flower for their mother, and they brought in this little flower, and it definitely didn't look too good. And as they gave it to the mother, it is beautiful, you know. This is a wonderful gift that you have given me. And the little boy said, well, says, Mom, that's not the flower he wanted to get you. She says, well, no, that Donnie, this is beautiful. I love it, and I'm going to cherish this. And he said, well, the one we want to get you was a whole bunch of flowers. And they were beautiful. They were all bunched together, and the guy called it a wreath. And it even had a ribbon on it. And this ribbon said, rest in peace. And he said, we wanted to get that for you because as soon as we saw it, we thought of you, how you're always praying that around here that you can have a little peace to rest. That's the way mothers are. No matter what worth the gift is, it is cherished. I have a little poem I want to read you. I know that with Vicki's comments and how much I agree with that 100%, that we may not have all had perfect mothers. I know so many times in life I meet folks that come from broken homes and such challenges. But God has allowed, and I believe he does without a shadow of a doubt, he will place people in your life, the ones you need. I know here at Mount Calvary, we have so many women who are just such wonderful women of faith. And those that have taken individuals pretty much under their wings and just been that mother figure, even if they didn't have a perfect mother. And I thank God for that. So many years here at Mount Calvary, I was so privileged to have Sister Evelyn. And she was like another mother to me. And I believe that the faith that she had, I can always remember when she would leave this sanctuary on a Sunday morning, she'd say, Charlie, remember, I'm in the balcony praying for you. What a strength. What a joy to feel that. And this is a simple little poem. It's about a mother who has a little daughter. And the title of it is called The One Who Follows Me. A careful mother I ought to be. A little one is following me. I do not dare to go astray for fear she'll go the self same way. I cannot once escape her eyes. Whatever she sees in me do, she tries. Like me, she says she's going to be that little one who follows me. She thinks that I am good and fine, believes in every word of mine. The base in me she must not see, this little one who follows me. And I must remember as I go through summer sun and winter snow, I am building for the years to be that little one who follows me. Giving birth does not make you a mother. I read and it moved me that actually I wrote it down. I love this quotation. It takes a special woman to be a mother. A mother is a person who is willing to take the responsibility of investing her life into another human being who is totally dependent on her to do so. Abraham Lincoln, all that I am or hope to be, I owe to my angel mother. I tell you one thing, folks. Here around Mount Calvary, I'm just, what a joy it is to have the mothers and the mother figures that we have that God has allowed to be here. Everybody asks me, what is one of the strengths of your church? And everybody, the first thing they talk about, oh, music and the talent. And my goodness, you heard talent this morning. Next Sunday, everything works out, and God willing, Brother Marnell is going to share with us a wonderful song. Everybody walks in, oh, the music. And I say, folks, let me tell you something. The strength of this church on a Sunday morning, and the thing that inspires me is when I get up to preach is when that door opens on the side. Out of that room come those ladies, because I know that they have been in one mind and one spirit and one accord in that room. And when they come out of there, they're ready. They're ready to come into God's house, into His sanctuary, and to worship Him in spirit and in truth. What a joy to have the foundation of those ladies in there praying. I believe that. Well, that's what I've been told. I've never been in there, so I don't know. Bob, we let go in there for a little while. We tied a rope around his foot in case something happened. We had to drag him out of there this morning. He was practicing the mother song. Here in God's Word, it talks about what a wonderful heritage that Timothy had. Why? Because of his grandmother and because of his mother. The strength that he had, his ability to serve the Lord, came by that wonderful heritage. You ought to respect your elders. My problem, my age, I can't find as many elders as I used to. We'll just leave it at that. And then it says a wonderful thing in here. It says, Timothy, stir up the gift by the laying on of my hands. Now, I love it back in the old churches where they get together and people just simply lay hands on someone that had a need. I've been in that situation. I've had people who've laid hands upon me and have prayed, and I've felt the strength and the power of the Spirit of the Lord in my life. But I'm here to also tell you that there is another laying on of hands. Pretty much it's everything that you lay your hand to do. You can do it for Him. And I believe the laying on of the hands that is the most important is the thing that we sang about last week. It's called the hand of God. Because when the hand of God is upon your life, you can do things, you can accomplish tasks that you never thought there was a way. I heard prayer requests this morning for caretakers. What a joy it is to find the strength in those that have to serve 24 hours a day for that parent, a loved one who, folks, we'll all be there one day. What a joy to have that in our lives. And I believe that the laying on of God's hand upon your life will stir up whatever gift that you need to accomplish that task that He sets before you. And finally, it says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Paul's telling Timothy to remember this wonderful heritage that you've been given. To remember this wonderful spiritual gift that you need to stir up in your life. And also to remember that solid conviction. Because God has placed it within you. And I know in my life, I felt the power, I felt the love. The only problems I've had in my life, and I know some of you can kind of chime in with me, is that sound mind. Most of the times, the problems that I've run into in my life, it have been because of my own choices. Did I hear an amen out there?
Amen.
We've all done that. We've all made not the right choice, not the best choice for the situation. So many times in my life, I wish I had about a, what they have on a, some television show, they have a, what, 6 second delay or something like that, you know, and it comes out and broadcasts so you don't hear something on the live television you shouldn't hear. And I've said so many times, how come I don't have a little delay between my brain and my mouth at certain times? Because guess what? This is what's gotten me in trouble. I heard somebody out there. They said amen without delay. But I'm here to tell you, God knows your every weakness. He knows your every shortcoming. He knows everything about you because He is the one that has formed you in His image. And I'm here to state within His Word, this is a word of forgiveness. This is a word of strength. And simply because He has forgiven us, has placed His Holy Spirit within us to lead us, to guide us, then we feel that power to do what He has called us to do in His name. It's Mother's Day. It says, she is clothed in strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. I encourage those of you today that still have your mother living to take the time, place the effort. And I encourage and lift up and comfort those that are celebrating possibly a first Mother's Day without that dear loved one. But everything that is said here and everything that the Apostle Paul said to Timothy, it applies to each and every one of us. Just a moment, I'm going to ask that you just kind of stay seated, and I'm going to get old Rick and we get Bob back there and Marvin. We're going to hand out these little roses to the mothers, but even more importantly, bless you, we're going to hand them out to all the ladies. Because in my mind and my heart, each one is precious in the sight of the Lord. Amen?
Amen? Amen.
Heavenly Father, we gather in Your house, and God, You've allowed us to just be here enjoying You today, God. We thank You for the musicians that played so wonderfully. We thank You for the special music that we heard. We thank You for the prayer requests, God, as we lift them up again. And we also thank You for the wonderful testimonies about the healing that You are doing in people's lives. So Heavenly Father, allow us to know in our heart of hearts that we've been in Your house, we felt Your presence. And God, we ask a special blessing on all the mothers that are here today, all the families that are represented, and all the mother figures, God, have meant so much to us in our lives. And challenge us to show the love that they've shown us back again. Give us safe traveling mercies as we leave this place. And we ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus. And God's people said amen. Amen. As you're still seated there, Rick, come on up and get some helpers out there.